PM noon business hour.
MoviePass, which was a major disaster in its first incarnation, is spawning a sequel, or at the very least a reboot. Let's learn more from Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today. MoviePass, let me just say, there are some people, I know some people who were MoviePass subscribers during its original incarnation, 2017 to 2019, and they really liked it. They thought the idea of you can pay a one flat price and see a movie anywhere at any time was really convenient to them. Was this a failure of idea, or was MoviePass a failure of business model?
It's really hard to say. Probably business model, because I think that unlimited plan that they were running in 2017 probably just proved to be unsustainable. And then it got knocked off in 2019, went away. It was purchased by a hedge fund, have all kinds of, you know, difficulties with both federal and New York state regulators for trying to, you know, front run subscription revenues and all kinds of problems. But now, Stacy Spikes, one of the original founders back in 14, owns it again and is launching this beta version of the resurrected service that happens tomorrow and it lasts 5 days. So the thing about this is membership is by invite only to select people in select markets. And if you get an invite, you can then pass that along to 10 friends. And the word is returning users get extra points, and users who watch ads on the app may get extra points. If the rumored eye tracking software on that app, they'll be using reports back eyeball activity, the right activity, while using your device's camera. So there's a bit of an advertising model here as well, which they're trying to move into. But if you need to, you know, let a movie ticket Groupon knockoff watch you scroll through movie offerings while you're killing some time somewhere in your house, if you don't mind that, I guess all is well.
And then as far, but the competition that MoviePass is running into now is the fact that a lot of the major movie chains have come up with their own version of MoviePass to keep you inside that theater system. And the other thing is just the fact that the model of movie releases has changed. Now a movie is in the theater. It's speed runs through the theater, and it's on a streaming service within like a month or 6 weeks.
Yep, there's been a major investment in streaming. A lot of people have basically home theaters now, and that theater, that window closes quickly. But for real movie buffs who just love to take that new red card and say, hey, listen, I paid my 10 or 20 or 30 bucks this month, and I want to see this movie, and they're willing to go back, I think it can be a good thing. The question is, how large is that addressable audience? And how robust is streaming become in the interim, and how viable is this business model? Is it enough to pick up additional subscribers to maybe keep theater owners like Regal Cinemas out of bankruptcy? You know, they've been talking about that here. And global box office is down by a third in 2019 and down by 50% by some measures compared to pre-pandemic levels here domestically. So, is it too little too late? That's going to be interesting to see.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
This is Chicago's news traffic.